explain a little bit about this statue, where its location was at in the museum.
Well, we have figures of Abraham Lincoln and the people from his life and times scattered throughout the museum, including several in sort of the main plaza that you see when you enter the building. In this case, that particular figure of John Wilkes Booth was in that main plaza, sort of behind a figure of Lincoln and his family, as if watching them. And so it was rather an eerie thing to see this menacing figure behind President Lincoln and his family. And you know, the leadership here at the Library and Museum talked it over, listened to what guests had to say and staff, and finally decided that wasn't the appropriate place to deal with John Wilkes Booth and what he did. We wanted the main plaza to reflect on Lincoln's life and legacy, and not necessarily this deranged man who committed an act of violence.
And it is quite a sinister-looking statue. I've seen that before. Was this a decision that came from the museum officials? Did it originate there, or did someone else bring it to the attention?
No, it came from the museum. Our new director, Alan Lowe, says that he was struck by that figure of John Wilkes Booth the first time he visited the museum, thought it seemed out of place or set the wrong tone. But he left it there for several months after arriving to sort of live with it, see how he felt about it, talk to some other people on staff. He, in the end, consulted with our state historian, Dr. Sam Wheeler, and the two of them agreed that there are better ways to present John Wilkes Booth and his impact. And so he finally made the call to remove it.
I think that's an important point. Is right now, the way I understood it, the Booth statue has been moved sort of into storage, but it could come back, and there will certainly be points in the museum where Booth is mentioned and talked about in the assassination itself.
Absolutely. I think it's really important that people understand that we're not removing all mention of John Wilkes Booth. We're not even removing all the figures of him in the museum. In the section devoted to the assassination, there is still an image of Booth sneaking into the presidential box at Ford's Theater in order to commit the assassination. So Booth is still there. And in fact, we're talking about adding to that section of the museum by adding some documents and artifacts related to the assassination, so people can sort of see more of the real life details of the event. John Wilkes Booth and his role in Abraham Lincoln's life are still a big part of the museum. It's just not the first thing you see when you walk in the door.
Have you heard any reaction from the public about this move?
Yes. A couple of days before this move was made, I was stopped by a guest who was really rather appalled that we had John Wilkes Booth out there, and he wanted to know why we had him and were celebrating this murderer. And then a couple of days after the announcement, we received an email from somebody supporting this saying, "I'm so glad you finally got rid of him." We've also heard from a few people who are not happy about it, who think that somehow we're covering up or erasing Booth from history, and that's certainly not what is happening.
And of course, Lincoln's death certainly is a huge story when it comes to looking at his overall life. A lot of people wonder, what could Lincoln have done if he had lived? What would have a second term have been like as president?
Absolutely. The assassination had a terrible impact on the country, one that was felt for decades, and maybe in some ways is still being felt today. So nobody is shying away from that. It's simply a question of what is the best way to present the story, and what are the images of Lincoln and his life that we want to greet visitors with, as opposed to what we want to show them as they progress through the museum and see the different parts of it. John Wilkes Booth and what he did are significant and will continue to be explained at the museum. We just tweaked the way we're presenting it. In fact, it might be worth noting that tomorrow, Friday, is the anniversary of the assassination, and we're having a little presentation during the day on that event, with giving the public a chance to see some artifacts related to the president's death. So we certainly continue to discuss Booth and his role in this, in various programs and educational services we offer.
And Chris, is the statue itself, I think I mentioned before I'd read that it was in storage, is it likely that it will see the light of day again? Do we think that that statue itself will come out at some point?
I really can't say. Certainly, if we find an appropriate place for it, I don't think anybody would have any objection to using it. The figure is designed to be sort of leaning against a post, as if just kind of loitering, which may make it hard to use in other places. It's not just like him standing upright. So for that, you know, sort of design reason, it might be hard to find a good place for it. But absolutely, it's a beautifully made, beautifully crafted piece, and we're going to take good care of it. And if there is a spot where it makes sense to use it, either permanently or temporarily, we would definitely do so.
Chris Wills is a spokesman with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum in Springfield. Chris, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.